With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Mystery writer James Ellroy, whose latest novel is The Black Dahlia, has had an obsession with crime since 1958 when he was 10 years old. In that year, his mother was strangled, her body wrapped in an overcoat and thrown into some bushes, the killer never found. Ellroy himself turned into a petty criminal.
I drank and used drugs. I've been sober for 10 years now, which is essentially what turned my life around. But sleep in parks. I probably got, I don't know, 65, 70 arrests.
Disturbing the peace, shoplifting, breaking and entering, resisting arrest.
If I needed a shirt, I'd go to a thrifty drugstore and steal a shirt. If I needed clean socks, I'd steal some clean socks.
But the booze and the drugs became too much.
Got real bad with booze. Real bad. Like DTs.
By this time, James Ellroy was 29 and at last decided it was time to sober up. Instead of shoplifting, Ellroy supported himself by being a caddy.
95% of most country club caddies, particularly on the West Coast, where it's a year-round proposition, are alcoholics, drug addicts, and compulsive gamblers. It's great tax-free cash that stood me in good stead through the writing of my first four books.
Ellroy's early novels, Brown's Requiem and Clandestine, were all but written in the Bel Air Country Club Caddyshack in Los Angeles. His novel, Blood on the Moon, has been filmed starring James Woods. The Mysterious Press has published James Ellroy's The Black Dahlia, a fictional account of the sensational unsolved torture murder of a young woman in Los Angeles.
Black Dahlia begins, the first novel in a quartet, which will explore Los Angeles from the years 1947, the year of the Black Dahlia murder case, through to 1959.
Despite his preoccupation with Los Angeles, James Ellroy has traded the city of his birth for New York.
I wanted to wake up in a city that doesn't sleep and boogie-woogie down Broadway to a Gershwin beat and meet East Coast women.
With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. A particularly brutal sex murder in the Los Angeles of the 1940s captured the attention of mystery writer James Ellroy.
I was born in 48, the year after the murder occurred, and grew up in Los Angeles, and have always been obsessed with Los Angeles in the past.
There was also a devastating personal tragedy in the life of James Ellroy that led to his preoccupation with Los Angeles and with crime.
When I was 10, my mother was murdered. A man picked her up in a bar and strangled her. It's a good-looking redhead, registered nurse.
Divorced from his father, the killer of Ellroy's mother was never found. That murder and the earlier killing, dubbed the Black Dahlia murder, led to James Ellroy's novel, The Black Dahlia.
It's 1947 in Los Angeles. There are five daily newspapers that are circulation wars. Body of a young woman, nude, chopped in half at the waist, bearing marks of prolonged torture, is found in a vacant lot in South Central L.A.
The body was that of 22-year-old Elizabeth Short, who had gone to Hollywood from Medford, Massachusetts, in the hopes of becoming a movie star.
A police reporter assigned to investigate Elizabeth Short's recent past learned that she dressed totally in black, and he called to the Black Dahlia. The newspapers, particularly the Hearst newspapers, seized upon it.
James Ellroy says his facts about the Black Dahlia murder case are accurate, up to a point. He has supplied a supporting cast of fictional characters and a solution.
We're dealing now with America's most famous unsolved homicide. Of course, I solve it in the book. I would never cheat the reader that way.
James Ellroy was precocious as a child in many ways. He could read at the age of 3 1/2, but couldn't tie his shoelaces until he was 9.
My father would buy me several Hardy Boys books a week, and it wasn't enough. I'd go through one a day. So I would go to the local bookstore and steal the damn things.
James Ellroy's novel, The Black Dahlia, captures the voices of the cops and crooks and the atmosphere of Los Angeles in the 1940s. The Black Dahlia was published by the Mysterious Press. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.